Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
I'm your host, Dad. We have Olympics, State Your Name, Rivers, and Cartoon Characters today. Round 1, Olympics. They start July 26 in Paris, and Paris joins London as a three-time host of the Olympics. Question 1. Which god from ancient Greek mythology is said to have founded the Olympics?
Hermes?
Incorrect.
Zeus?
Close, but no, it was the son of Zeus, Hercules, and the son of the mortal woman, Alcmene. The games took place in Olympia, hence the Olympics. The Olympic flame is still lit in Olympia and travels to its destination. Question 2. Who is the most decorated Olympian of all time with 23 gold, 3 silver, and 2 bronze for a whopping 28 medals?
Simone Biles?
No.
I don't know.
Michael Phelps.
I knew it was Michael something.
Straight out of Baltimore, Maryland.
And we didn't start the fire song at video footage. It shows him getting a laurel crown. I thought his name was like Michael something, but I didn't know.
Educational song. Question 3. True or false? Tug of war was an Olympic event.
True?
Correct. From 1900 to 1920, it was in the Summer Olympics. In 1908, the American team protested, claiming they lost to Liverpool because they were wearing illegal boots. Question 4. What is the official motto of the Olympics?
If you're playing, you're winning.
No.
If you're learning, you're winning.
I like it, but no. Sitius, altius, fortius, or faster, higher, stronger. When we do fitness days at my school, sometimes we scream out, bigger, faster, stronger. BFS, let's go, bigger, faster, stronger. Question 5. There used to only be the Summer Olympics. Now we have summer and winter. With that knowledge, what two Winter Olympic sports were originally part of the Summer Olympics?
Figure skating?
That's one.
Ice skating?
No.
I don't know.
Ice hockey was the other one. Half a point for figure skating. 1.5 for the round. We'll give them a bronze medal. Round 2, State Your Name is the category. Famous humans who have names that sound or are spelled like states. Example, who is our first president? George Washington. That is not the actual question, just the example. Question 1. Who is the main character in the film series that includes Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, and the Last Crusades?
Maddie knows nothing.
Fictional archaeologist Indiana Jones, played by Harrison Ford, who got hit by a plane during filming and got spit on by a cobra during filming. This must have been before stunt people. Indiana, 19th state. Question 2. What former NFL quarterback, winner of 4 Super Bowls, shares a name with the Treasure State?
California Johnson.
Good guess, but no. I like that name, though.
Virginia somebody.
Joe Montana. Joe Cool was his nickname for his calm demeanor under pressure. Montana, 41st state. Question 3. Got a Good Feeling and Wild Ones are hit songs from this rapper whose stage name is a play on his home state.
Lil Organ.
No.
I don't know.
Flo Rida. He was given the key to the city of Miami, which, while symbolic, is actually a very large honor and dates back to medieval times when cities were enclosed with walls. Florida, 27th state. I am stumping these ladies today. Question 4. This decorated actor who starred in Remember the Titans, Glory, and Malcolm X shares his name with the Evergreen State.
Don't make me do this anymore.
They're waving the white flag. Mila, you even have a guess.
Yeah. Alaska Harley.
You gotta give him credit for trying. Denzel Washington, one of the best actors of all time. Washington, 42nd state. Question 5. Her real name was Norma Jean Baker, but this actress model was maybe best known for singing Happy Birthday.
Marilyn Monroe?
Got it. Marilyn, 7th state. When Jackie Kennedy learned Marilyn Monroe would be singing at Madison Square Garden, she said, "I'm not attending." Is Marilyn Monroe a stretch since her name is not actually Marilyn? No, the judges love it, quite frankly. Plus, finding a 5th was challenging. Honorable mentions, Dakota Fanning, Texas Dolly Doyle Brunson, Hannah Montana, aka Miley Cyrus, Robert California from The Office.
And Virginia Dare.
Nice work, Maddie. Sponsor alert. This is a trivia, so let's use a question. Do you like fun? If you answered yes, then check out our new sponsor, Golf Pong. This game is tons of fun and very versatile. It can be played indoors, outdoors. You can play with clubs or our preferred method, just marking a line and having a throwing contest a la darts or cornhole, but safer. The possibilities are endless, affordable, transportable. Be the hit at the next barbecue when you show up with a brand new backyard game. Link is in the description. Round 3 rivers. The Nile is the longest. The Congo is the deepest. The Amazon discharges the most. But did you know less than 1% of Earth's water is in the form of rivers? Question 1. What is the longest river in Asia?
No.
Geography.
Yangtze River. It's in China. It's the 3rd longest in the world. Many cities were built on the Yangtze, including Wuhan and Shanghai. Question 2. What river separates the boundary between Earth and the underworld in Greek mythology?
The River Styx?
Correct, the River Styx. The myth goes that the ferryman Charon would take the souls of the dead to Hades.
It's pronounced Charon, by the way.
Question 3. What is the end of a river called?
The mouth?
Yes, or delta. At a river's delta, the land flattens out and the water loses speed, spreading into a fan shape. Usually this happens when the river meets an ocean, lake, or wetland. They're on fire, 2 in a row! Question 4. According to the Bible, what river was Jesus baptized in?
I do not know.
The Jordan. The Jordan River runs along the border between Jordan, the Palestinian West Bank, Israel, and southwestern Syria. Many people still get baptized there. Question 5. What river did Captain Sully Sullenberg crash land into after his plane hit a flock of geese upon taking off from LaGuardia's airport?
I did not understand any of those words.
The Hudson River. It separates New York from New Jersey. All lives were saved and no pets were on board. 2 points in the round. They are at 4.5 for the show. We are learning a lot today. Round 4, cartoon characters. Answers will be specific characters. Question 1. He is the leader of the Autobots and can transform into a semi.
Optimus Prime?
Nice work, Autobots. Roll out. Question 2. A hit cartoon that debuted in 1999. It's about a fry cook who lives in the ocean.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
No fun facts, because I never got into SpongeBob, and I never will. Question 3. Who is the main character in the popular Japanese anime and manga series, Dragon Ball? Any guesses?
No.
Goku. Have you guys ever heard of Goku?
No.
I think so. I mean, my Spanish teacher's really into anime.
Goku is pure of heart and a member of the Saiyan race. Question 4. Dog. Not just man's best friend, but mouse's best friend. What is the name of Mickey Mouse's dog? Yes, Pluto. Why is Pluto no longer a planet? Because it has not cleared its neighboring region of other objects. This means that Pluto has lots of asteroids and other space rocks along its flight path, unlike real planets that absorb them over time. Question 5. Most cartoons come and go, not The Simpsons. Name the 4 members of the Simpsons family.
Homer and Marge?
That's 2.
I don't know anything else.
They're missing Bart and Lisa. We'll give them 0.5. I haven't watched an episode of The Simpsons in about 15 years. I don't think you girls have ever seen an episode of The Simpsons. I don't really hear kids in my school talking about The Simpsons. It's still running, but I don't know if it really has a following anymore. Maybe it's just running for the heck of it. Girls getting stronger. 7.5. Heading into 2 truths and a lie. Jelly Roll. Statement 1. Despite being 39 years old, Jelly won New Artist of the Year at the Country Music Awards. Statement 2. Jelly Roll's rise to stardom started with the release of his hit song, I Am Not Okay. Statement 3. Jelly Roll is a college graduate. So you have New Artist of the Year, rise to stardom hit song, I Am Not Okay, college graduate. The lie, Mila. Or Maddie.
The hit song.
Correct, because the hit song was Save Me. It was as recent as 2022 that Jelly Roll could barely sell 1,000 tickets. Now he's selling out stadiums. You go get it, Jelly. Maddie, cover your ears. I'm about to sing. Somebody save me. Me from myself.